Hey guys,
I'm Hallie,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is Literal Nonsense.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
I thought I was just talking to only you in that very moment.
I felt that.
Okay, good. So today we are doing a long-awaited journey. So we're going to be beginning. I got so excited I couldn't even talk. The Dream Harbor series by Lori Gilmore. So we will be starting with the first book of the series, which is Pumpkin Spice Cafe. But we have a real fun story for why this began. Oh, look at you. I was going to ask if you had the book to hold up. Look at you. Amazing. And so this kind of started out really funny. So I had seen this book all over TikTok, and I was like, all right, I want to read it. It's like a nice, like, seasonal, cozy read. And so I went to the bookstore one night. If you've watched our little clip about it, you probably know this story. But for those of you who only listen to the podcast, I'm giving you an update. So if you heard it already, sorry. So I go to the bookstore and I'm like, all right, I'll pick it up maybe, whatever. I'm looking around, yada, yada. So I see the book and the whole series on this table. And I go to grab it and there's a sign and it's like, oh, author event tomorrow. Like, the date was the day after I was there. And it was, like, Lori Gilmore. And I was like, wait, what? I was like, she's coming here? Like, to my little old town? And then so I went to the nice lady at the desk. And I was like, hi. Like, I'm confused. Like, Lori Gilmore's coming here? And she's like, yeah, she's doing, like, a Q&A and, like, going to sign books. And I was like, well, isn't that something special? So then I immediately called Hallie. And I was like, hey, you have to come do this with me because I don't want to go alone. And obviously we read all these books together and all that stuff. So I was like, surprise, here's what we're doing next.
Yeah. I was like sitting on the couch when she texted me and I was just like, so not in the mood to socialize. And I was like, how about no? And Jamie's like, no, we're going. And I was like,
Yeah, I was like, you just don't have a choice, actually.
She's like, I'm buying you the book. And I was like, okay.
Well, yeah. And you know, I feel like sometimes, especially with, like, the podcast itself, whatever, like, we plan what we want to do, like, sometimes far in advance. And I feel like the ones that are, like, spontaneous just talk to us more, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, there'll be some reason we want to read a book, and we're like, oh, we'll get to it maybe. And then, like, this weird thing happened. I was like, all right, well, I guess we're getting to it now. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever.
Serendipitous.
Yeah, very serendipitous. So it was great. So we go to said meet and greet. And Lori Gilmore's a lovely human.
Yes. She was sweet. She was answering all the questions.
Yeah. And people were throwing some, I wouldn't say hard hitters, but like really sex-involved questions. And she handled it admirably. So appreciated. Just because like,
as her mom is there.
Yeah, and I think of, like, someone asking me these questions, and I'm like, I would die on the spot. So
literally,
I find it impressive.
There was a mom and a daughter, like, in line in front of us to get their book signed. And the mom was like, to Lori, she was like, well, I didn't know, like, this is what my daughter's reading. She had to be, like, probably, like, 16, 17.
Yeah, and I was like, mom said she was 16, and I was dying. It was, like, amazing.
Ooh.
Oh, boy. Yeah, which is so funny. And I also feel like it's nice because one of the questions that she was answering, she explained how she started writing. Oh, I think you literally asked that question, Hallie.
Yeah, I did.
As I'm like, some question you asked.
As I like don't want to see people or talk to people and I ask her.
Yeah. So Hallie has this thing that she always does, like not just podcast related, but anything related. Like, I beg her to come to things and she's like, I don't really want to. I'm feeling antisocial. And I'm like, okay, but I don't care if you want to, like, you're coming kind of thing. And then we get there, and Hallie's like the most enthusiastic participant every time. I'm like, you didn't even want to come. So it's always really funny. Because like in the moment, she's pumped as fuck to be there.
I really, you know, I buck up.
You do. You buck up. I think like you just don't like knowing you have plans. Once you get there, like you thrive.
Yeah. It's like the anticipation of like knowing I have something to do that like I don't like. But like if I'm there and it's like, okay, well, you know, why am I going to be miserable? So might as well have fun.
Yeah. And I was like, you always have fun.
Yeah.
Look at you. And so anyways, the question Hallie asked was, you know, how did you start writing in general, whatever. And it was really interesting because she was saying like she had kids and then it was kind of like, well, I read a lot. So like I'll just write to kind of like get my like mind working again after like having kids. And I think that's like really nice because I love when like a reader turns writer, you know?
Yeah.
Like I just feel.
She's one of us.
The vibes are good. Like you're not, you're just doing it for fucking funsies, and you're like writing something that you're like, yeah, I'd enjoy this.
Yeah, and then it like blew up on TikTok. Yeah, and she was saying how like it blew up on TikTok, and she was like, I don't even own TikTok, and amazing. I have no idea what's going on.
Which like respect that because I also have no idea what's going on TikTok.
And she's humble. Wow, so nice.
Wow. So we got the books, got them signed. All right, so off we came home to read the book. We had high hopes, obviously. Number one, because it was like a Gilmore Girls inspired kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And we learned a lot about it as well based off the Q&A. Like, you know, it's not like necessarily there's not like a big moral message, but it's like healthy relationships, just like almost like an escapist reality, like just to enjoy. And like, you know, again, it's called Dream Harbor. So it's like you obviously are expecting, you know, good vibes. So we started reading, and this first book, there's this girl, Jeannie, and she moves to Dream Harbor because her aunt Dot is getting rid of the cafe. She's retiring. So she's like, Jeannie, come run the cafe. I don't want to sell it.
You are the chosen one.
Yeah. Jeannie, it's you, baby. So Jeannie had just like watched her boss die.
Yeah. Hello. She's like at a crossroads in life.
Yeah, and like some like, you know, businessy kind of job. And she's like, that sucks. I don't want to die.
Yeah, she didn't want to like end up dying like her boss did.
Which, you know, valid, Jeannie. Yeah,
because she was like in the corporate world, you know? And like,
yeah. So.
Sorry, I'm getting distracted. I found a cat whisker in my chair.
I literally was like, gonna be like, what the fuck are you doing? But.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Whatever. So Jeannie moves to Dream Harbor, and like within like what, chapter 2, someone's knocking at her door and she's like ready to beat the shit out of him with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
But alas, it is just a sexy farmer man.
Yeah.
So
Logan.
Logan and Jeannie forever. Honestly, first of all, I also love that these towns, everyone's hot.
I know.
Every single one of them. They're all hot.
I know how you feel about this.
Great. So anyways, sexy farmer man is there, and he's
Jamie loves when the main characters are hot.
Okay, but like again, like anyways, what is it doing for me when they're ugly? Nothing. Does nothing for me.
Yikes.
I need a pretty person.
Logan is totally giving Luke from Gilmore Girls for sure.
Okay. Does he also give you Brendan from It Happened One Summer?
Never saw that.
Okay, what? We read it. We read it together. It's not a movie.
Oh! Oh, that was the...
Piper.
That was our main book.
That was our main book. Oh, I thought you were saying, like, main character, and I was like... I don't know why I call it our main book, but you mean like our main, like the city, like, state of Maine.
Yeah. I was about to say the country we went to.
Wow. Are we okay today?
Yeah. When we had gone to Maine, we were reading that book. Brendan. Oh, yeah. The fisherman guy. Yeah. He was also giving me those vibes.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. In the beginning, because he's a little like standoffish and like.
He's a grumpy sunshine. Well, yeah. He's a grumpy. She's a sunshine.
He's like, grr.
Yeah. So he was giving me. Brendan from It Happened. Ooh, sorry. Mm-hmm. It Happened One Summer.
And Jeannie, to me, we were talking a little bit about this, but I think she, like, what I imagined her as was from Teen Wolf, Scott's mom, but like a younger version.
That's like very specific though.
I know, and that's just how I imagined her.
Undecided if I agree with that.
I think I'm right, so I think that's better than Anna Kendrick, who you think seems
so
like.
So I had like Googled like fan cast. So Lori, if you're listening, fan cast cast Anna Kendrick just to make Kelly angry. Great. No, but I like Anna Kendrick's like bubbly vibe. So Jeannie's described with like darker hair and such, but I vibe with Anna Kendrick and Liam Hemsworth as Logan. That's a solid. Liam Hemsworth with a beard is for sure Logan.
Yeah, you like, think?
Yes. I'm actually going to pull up the photo I sent you just to show the camera because now we have video and everyone can see it.
Oh, God.
Whoop, whoop. Oh, my God. Like, are you kidding me? This is 100% Logan.
Okay. Yeah. I can see it.
First of all, that's a stupidly ridiculous photo. Holy fuck. I mean, Liam Hemsworth's been like my celebrity crush for forever. So
really?
Yeah.
He's like good looking, but I was never like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I digress. So anyway, on top of us, just I don't even know what we're doing. So yeah, Logan and Jeannie meet. She's wearing hedgehog pajama pants. He's super turned on by that. I mean, yeah, let's be cozy. And so they already, I mean, obviously, again, it's not like this book is one of those ones where you're like, oh, are they going to be together? Like, from the get, you're like, all right, this is our main two. You know, like, the bullshit.
Yeah, it's like, you're almost like your typical, like, rom-com.
Like, rom-com. Yeah. Yes. So.
Which was nice, because we definitely needed that after Hunting Adeline.
Whoa. Yeah. So, if you guys haven't listened to Hunting Adeline, I mean, if you're listening
like,
to this,
these are
perhaps,
two ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, but you know what? I lean more toward this end. Dark romance. Maybe there's other books again, but I don't know how I feel about dark romance, guys. I think I'm a little scared. So give me Dream Harbor any day. So they meet. He's like giving her produce, whatever. And so long story short,
he's like, these are your cabbages that were requested that I deliver every Thursday.
I think they were gourds, but yeah.
Obviously, what would a cafe do with cabbages?
Right. Yeah, I literally was like, I hate that you mentioned cabbages.
I just thought that would be so funny.
Anyway.
It's so ridiculous.
So I don't know if she mentions it here or not, but she's like, something's keeping me up at night, yada yada. So he's like, oh, go to the town meeting. Because again, they have like a very Gilmore Girl-esque like town meeting, which I was like, amazing. Like already at that point, I was like, I'm sold, you know, love like give me meetings. A town hall. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's like, oh, go tell the mayor about it. You know, maybe we can help you. So already Logan's like not super involved in town. So when he walks into town meeting, now he's talking to the new girl. Everyone's like, oh my goodness. Like,
yeah.
Not like scandal, but they're just like, yes.
Well, you realize you learn why the reason that he's not like in town.
Yeah. Well, we'll chat about it. Oh, poor Logan. And yikes. So the town hall meeting is very, again, like, if you struggle at all to imagine this, like, the chaotic vibes of the town hall meetings in Gilmore Girls, like, yep, yes. Everyone's a fucking shit show. Like, but in a good way.
All these quirky little personalities.
Yeah, you're already meeting other main characters. So Logan has two best girlfriends, Annie and Hazel. Hazel runs the bookstore. Annie runs the bakery. Amazing. Like, you have, like, a whole main little street, and everyone's just a young business owner who's sexy. I mean, can it get any better? I'm like, I'm moving to Dream Harbor.
It's literally, like, Hallmark.
It is, but, like, I often argue as well, Hallmark, slight digression, I don't love, like, Hallmark.
I hate Hallmark.
Yeah, like my mom's super into Hallmark, but I also argue when like it's written and also when there's like spicy scenes, which we'll discuss, like it like takes away from that. Like it could still be like very quirky and cutesy and like Hallmark-esque, but like without like the cringy aspects of Hallmark. I argue Hallmark is Hallmark because of the weird ass acting and there's like no sex scenes.
Bro,
so it's like
literally everyone who is like old and washed up like from back in the day ends up on Hallmark.
Right. So I think that's why Hallmark is like doesn't hit for me. But that's why, like, books that are Hallmark-esque, I enjoy. Because, again, it's, like, my imagination. There's no cringy actors in my mind because they don't have room in there.
Yeah.
And then, again, in books, there's usually sex scenes in these books. So, like, it kind of adds, like, a little, like, not, like, everything's fluffy. Like,
add Hallmark. A little spice.
Yeah, yeah. So, Jeannie tells the whole town, like, there is something trying to break into my cafe. And they're like, no! And somehow, like, the mayor volunteers Logan to, like, sleep over her place and have a stakeout. And I'm like, mayor, that was a little bold.
Love that. But forced proximity? Yes.
I'm also huge. Like, I'm loving that she's, like, I pick a trope and I'm going for it. Like, hey, listen up. I'm down.
And I'm also,
I also do like a grumpy sunshine as a whole.
I was also happy there was no talk of children in this book. Thank God.
Yeah. Solid point. Ooh, look at this. Amazing. That's rare with these books. So, yay. Literally. So, whatever.
And
so,
I also appreciate how there was no fucking stupid shit about my recharging station or my loading dock, whatever the fuck we were reading in those other books.
That was actually crazy that there was multiple books with that, number one. And number two, all I kept thinking for this book, I was like, I know Hallie's, like, this is, like, substantially, like, by leaps and bounds better than Colleen Hoover.
Oh, yeah, for sure. First of all, like, the writing is 1,000 times better.
It's interesting, isn't it? Like, because, again, well, I didn't realize that until I reread Colleen Hoover, how bad the writing was. Yeah, like, what's going on with that? Bizarre.
That was,
like, I agree reading this as well. And, like, Abby Jimenez and, like, other, like, rom-com-y type books.
Colleen Hoover, she reads like middle grade.
What's
but
Colleen,
like,
Hoover doing?
With adult topics. It's very strange.
Good point. Okay, well, anyways, so thank God. So if you guys like Colleen Hoover, you'll like this even more. So go for it. So then Logan, like, they go to the stakeout. And they're already, like, nervous to, like, hang out. Which, again, so I want to hear your thoughts on that, because I don't mind, like, when they're automatically attracted, like, right away, and, like, it's, like, a quick, like, oh, I keep thinking about them. I feel like those quick moving romantic feelings, I don't mind, because, again, if it's, like, a hot person in town, like, I could totally see myself doing that as well. But I know sometimes you get hung up with, like, if things move too quickly. So, like, how did you feel? Just in general, because I know, like, that's a thing for you.
I think it was fine because there wasn't really anything, like, very substantial in this book. Like, and she was very clear with that, like, off the get, you know? Like, this, like, she even said, like, you want to read this just to escape and just have, like, a nice little story.
Right.
And so, like, going into it, I wasn't, like, expecting anything. And I like how, you know, the problems weren't that deep.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that too, because I feel like sometimes these rom-coms, they go the other end, and it's just like, all right, like,
they try
enough.
They try to, like, teach a lesson or, like, whatever, like, be all deep.
I'm
but,
like, listen, I'm not here to get taught a lesson.
Yeah, like, in the span of 300 pages, you don't have that ability to do that.
Well, and, like, you've mentioned many times on past episodes, like, when you try to teach a lesson in 300 pages, it comes off phony because, like,
yeah.
It seems forced. Like, yes. I'd rather just read a fun story in 300 pages.
Exactly. And that's why
I feel happy.
Yeah, and that's why I appreciated this book.
Right. And so, yeah, so Logan comes for their little stakeout, which I enjoyed their stakeout. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, when they start cuddling, I was like, yes.
Yeah, I was like, let's fucking get it going. So Jeannie's all fucking nervous. She, like, has tons of snacks out. And I was like, honestly, I feel that girl. Like, I eat my feelings too. And there's, like, cute, quirky moments, you know. She, like, bought Twizzlers, and she's like, Twizzlers fucking suck. But I guarantee this weirdo likes Twizzlers, and he totally does. Which
that was so upsetting. I hate Twizzlers.
Really?
I'm not a Twizzler person.
I'm not now, but when I was, like, a preteen, I used to bite each end off of a Twizzler and drink Dr. Pepper with them, like, a straw. Dare I say, sociopathic behavior? I'm sure.
You are just very special.
I still am so special.
Yes.
You
know, I hate Twizzlers. I don't like licorice. Like, that's not in my palate.
Well, Twizzler's not a licorice. So let's just get that straight.
But, like, it is.
I don't agree with that.
I guarantee you, if you ask anyone, like, would you consider Twizzlers a licorice, they'd say yes. It's strawberry-flavored licorice.
But it's not fucking licorice, Hallie.
But it is.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So, well, Logan likes fucking Twizzlers. So, whatever. So they're snuggling.
Red flag.
Oh, whatever. They're snuggling.
I like how it's like universal. Like everyone, like if you eat Twizzlers, like you're a weirdo.
Yeah, that like that or was just written in there.
That's like a defining characteristic.
I'm gonna turn my fan off because I'm freezing, but we can keep talking. I'll bring you with me on the journey. So yeah, I mean, okay, fine. Logan's a weirdo because he likes Twizzlers. I'm not to tell you about that. So as I'm talking,
anyways,
my table.
I liked how, you know, she's like, oh my god, it's a ghost. It has to be a ghost. This place is haunted. It's old, and you know, they don't like me because I'm not my Aunt Dot, and da 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 da. And Logan's like a realist, and he was like, no, it's probably a raccoon. And he just like brushes it off, but like he likes her, obviously. So he's like kind of like feeding into it.
You and need then... a man like Logan, honestly, because you're such a realist down to like your fucking core, you know?
I know. Yeah. And turns out the ghost is actually a cat.
Which I was like, yes, we're so excited.
And I also kind of had a feeling like that was the way it was going to go.
Well, the cat's on the front cover of the book. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
Go look at your book because you have it. Okay, I'm back. Sorry.
Oh, yes. There it is.
There's the cat.
Oh.
Oh, my dogs are barking.
Casper. Yeah, so I loved that. And I just like how, like, she immediately is like, well, I guess I have to take it to the vet and I have to get food and it's now mine. Like, I like how she just assumes ownership.
Right. Like, she wasn't like, oh, I'll go bring it to the vet. So. Like, and like get rid of it, like,
yeah,
I will keep this cat.
Mm-hmm. And he like writes down like his name and number if she needs any help, and I was like, yes,
yeah,
love this.
And what did she name? Oh, she named it Casper.
Yeah, the friendly ghost.
Which I feel like, so now we're kind of getting to the point where after the stakeout, like, they're kind of establishing the fact, like, okay, we kind of have the hots for each other, you know, whatever. And so now the issue is, we get to like our issues, which, you know, again, there are issues and like conflict, but it's like light conflict, you know?
Yeah, it's lighthearted.
Which I enjoy. So we find out Logan's backstory, which I think you probably found funny. So do you want to tell everyone what it was?
Yeah, so Logan was just living his life in Dream Harbor, and this bachelorette group comes to the bar. And he starts talking to this girl, and then all of a sudden they have like this very long fling, and he's like trying to get her to move to Dream Harbor, and she's kind of like not about it. And so he proposes to her like at the Christmas tree farm.
And oh, the lighting, they have like a ceremony.
Yeah, like in front of everybody in the town. Yeah, and mm-hmm. She like says no and runs away.
Can you fucking imagine?
I was like, that's so embarrassing. I would never show my face in public ever again. I'd probably move.
Logan barely does.
So he has some trust issues, and really, yeah. I would say like abandonment issues, because she just like up and left.
Well, and we find out too, I don't know when, but we find out that Logan's dad left and his mom died when he was young. So his grandparents raised him. So definitely like abandonment issues for sure.
Yeah.
I also argue, what was this bitch's name? Lucy. Lucy, such a bitchy name. sorry if we got Lucy's.
Oh my god.
No, I don't know any Lucy's. No, I don't. Okay, good. So anyways, so whatever. So I also just feel like my hot take on public proposals.
No, don't do them.
No, agreed, guys, just don't do them. But I'm gonna give you a PSA. If you are a woman being proposed to in public and you don't want to say yes, honestly, maybe if you have any, like, care for that person in your fucking heart and soul, just, like do a little nod and then in private be like, I didn't want to say yes, but, like, I just did it to not, like, embarrass you for the rest of your life.
Public displays of affection and, like, these public grand gestures of love make me very uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable.
So the fact that he did that was crazy.
Yeah, poor guy.
And so anyway, so Anne is her name? Annie.
I was like, who?
The friend. Annie and Hazel, like, tell Jeannie. They're like, you know, if you're gonna, you know, mess around with Logan, like, make sure, like, it's everything's, like, really clear because, like, Logan falls hard and he falls fast. And Jeannie's like,
I'm like, wow, I can't see that from Logan right away, but I'm like, I get it. He's like the, like secretive intense type.
Yeah. And Jeannie's like, oh, like, nothing's going on. I don't know what you're talking about. Right. So, like, she, throughout the book, like, she's dealing with, like, you know, I just moved to town. Like, I don't want to, you know, end up hurting him if, you know, say it doesn't work out. And then Logan.
Like a public, like, it's like a public fucking spectacle. Like,
yeah, because everybody's in on it, you know.
Right. And like, they all kind of, like, raised Logan. Like, he's, like, the town orphan, like, for lack of a better, like, way of describing it. And so she's, like, that's her stance. And then his stance is, like,
She's gonna leave.
Even, yeah, is she even staying? Like, I don't know. Like, she just moved here. Maybe this is, like, just part of her self-discovery and she's gonna be out in, like, 6 months, you know? So they're both kind of, like, hesitant for different ways. Whoa.
That was my cat. He just got up from his nap.
How cute. That's adorable. Wow, he gets up excited. Anyway, so...
Oh my God, I love it. Oh my God, he does it again.
I love him. Anyway, so yeah, so they're both like not trying to do this, but like for different reasons. And I'm like, uh-oh, here begins the miscommunication.
Yeah. But I'm glad it wasn't like
torturous.
What did I say? Tortuous?
I think you were saying like tortoise. Like a tortoise.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Anyway, I couldn't think of the word.
No, I agree. So, like, as we mentioned, we'll go more into the conflict and stuff. But, like, they have a miscommunication or, like, a thing. And they, like, have that for a page. And then it's like, oh, like, they talk about it. Like, fucking human beings. And then they move on from it. And, like, I feel like some of these fucking rom-com books, they have, like, the smallest miscommunication. And then for like 100 pages, they don't talk. And I'm like, I didn't read this to be annoyed.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't talk for like a week. And I appreciated how she was like, oh, it's been a week since we talked.
Yes. Thank you, God. Because yeah. I can't read 100 pages of you being like, what are they up to? What is he up to? And I'm like, motherfucker, like, mm-hmm. you guys literally just like misinterpreted each other. Like,
exactly.
And then it also makes me feel like their life after the book is going to go to shit because clearly mm-hmm. you guys can't talk. You know, like yeah. miscommunications happen. I get it. But like when you let that like be 6 months of your life, like mm-hmm. now you start dating, I'm like, I don't think you guys are going to bode well.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wait, so I also want to get your opinion. So.
Mm.
Throughout the book, you know, they find out who the ghost is, but like Jeannie is still being harassed and like she doesn't know
what's
going on. Yeah. Because the problems are now happening like inside the cafe. So she was like, it has to be somebody who has access to the cafe.
I kind of forgot we had like a little baby mystery in this book, which I also was like, okay. Well,
yeah. So
little snaz.
Did you have like any suspicions like off the bat?
Okay, like, spoiler, because I did. Say who it is. Yeah, I knew it was that motherfucker Norman from the fucking get. I was like...
Same.
So, for reference, if you're like, who's Norman? She has, like, three workers. The old manager, this older guy, Norman, and, like, two, like, college kids, whatever. But Norman's always a dick to her and, like, won't tell her that there's, like, a fall harvest tent she has set up and, like, just, like, won't tell her things.
And he wants her to fail.
Yes. And it was, like, his aunt, her aunt Dot's oldest employee, whatever. But he's always been being a dick. So as soon as, like sabotage-y stuff starts happening, I was like, it's fucking Norman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was like, he's a lame-ass loser. I don't know what his deal is. I also kind of suspected what his deal was because people were, like, referencing, like, oh, I think Norman and your aunt had, like, a thing. I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. he's, like, a scorned lover.
Yeah.
You know?
So
I was on to that. But I appreciate, like, a little side plot. Keep us busy.
I did think it was corny, though, at the end, how, like, her aunt Dot comes back. And, mm-hmm. like, Norman is supposed to meet them. And she's gonna, like, shake him down for, like, harassing Jeannie.
I would not fuck with Aunt Dot. Just side note.
I know. And then she's just like, you know, I thought you would come with me to the islands. And you're like,
I almost, like, low-key was, like, as a reader, how much... Okay, how do I word this? as a reader who we were saying, like, we hate miscommunication and, like, when it lasts, like, a whole book, mm-hmm. I was like, thank God we didn't get Norman and fucking Dot's story, because that would have been a whole book of her, like, I'm in the islands missing Norman. Why didn't he come? Bitch, you didn't tell him to come with you, Aunt Dot.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, you're, like, how – I'll be generous. Probably, like, 50. You know, if she's retiring at 50, honestly, pop off, girlfriend. She's probably 50 at the minimum. And you couldn't say, hey, I want you to come with me. Why would this random man, Norman, who works for you, be like, you know what? I'm going to also retire and go away with Dot.
Well, he wanted to buy the cafe from her. And Dot was like, no, it's going to my niece.
Or right.
Granddaughter, so whoever it is.
You think after that, it's her niece. You think after that, he's going to be like, oh, I'm actually going to retire and come on vacation with you. Oh, those two is crazy lovebirds. Anyway, so...
Yeah.
That was a fun. I did appreciate that plot. I think, again, it was, like, lighthearted enough where I didn't mind having, like, multiple plots. Because you need, like, a little something to kind of add to, like, the love story. Like, you can't just be, like, a love story, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, and there wasn't, like, really, like, much going on with Jeannie and Logan.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're, you know? Like, they're doing whatever. They're going to, like, their little fall harvest, XYZ. Yeah. There's, then, like, a trivia night.
Yeah.
And they're starting.
They, like, tell each other, you know, like, oh, like, that they like each other. And then they're going to, like, keep it a secret and, like, hook up in quiet.
Yeah.
Which, yes. I was like, okay, love that. We love a little sneaky time. But then she's, like
a little sneaky time.
Yeah. And she, like, goes over to his house because she has to tell him something or something. And they end up going to, like, his part of the house. And they're, like... getting hot and heavy, and then all of a sudden, like, his grandpa knocks on the door, and he, like, kind of, like, throws her off of him.
Not grandpa.
And so, like, she catches some feelings, because she was like, you know, maybe I don't want to be, like, a secret.
Right.
Which is understandable, and, like, I think it's also funny, like, her relationship with her brother.
Oh, I do like him. Bennett. I almost called him Emmett. That's not his name. His name's Bennett.
Yeah. I think he's, like, he brings some, like, comic relief into it. Even though, like, Jeannie's, like, not very serious as a character.
No, she's not at all.
But I think he brings, like, a different side.
Well, right, because it's,
to,
like
her as a person, yeah.
Well, and they're both, like you said, I would argue they're both not serious. But I do like seeing her communications with him and stuff. And, like, yeah, her being an older sister.
Yeah. Like, she texted him. She was like, you up? And he was like, please don't ever text me that again at 3 in the morning. Yeah,
but I also think they're very, like, realistic siblings. I don't have siblings, so you can tell me if I'm wrong. But, like, they remind me of, like, Ryan and Amelia, kind of. Like, they would be, like, they're close like that. Like, Amelia calls Ryan on the phone just to, like, chit-chat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I kind of liked their vibe. Yeah, and I think Jeannie at first, right, like she even says in the book, like, I'm down being a secret, not a secret, but like I'm down just having this for us because like I don't want the whole town like pressuring me if it doesn't work out or whatever. Yeah, like, they're all very protective of him. But then when it becomes obvious that like he wants her to be a secret, she's like, why are you being like that? Like, what are you fucking ashamed of me? Like, which I also get that. Like, it's fine to say, oh, let's do it in private. But then if someone like finds out, be like, oh, all right, you know, we're trying to just kind of keep it under wraps or like not make a big thing of this. But then to throw her off of you, especially for your grandpa, it's like that hurts.
Yeah, even though like his grandma like knows what's going on.
Well, right, and I argue, like, I mean, a bunch of the town fucking knows what's going on, right? I mean, Jesus, like, they're kind of like, hello guys, you're hanging out, whatever.
Exactly. So then, well, I mean, like, he makes up for it. Like, they didn't, like, talk after that. Like, that's, like, their week that they didn't talk or something. And then Logan's grandma was like, you know, like, you should go pick up Jeannie for the fall festival for setup. And he was like, okay, like, I guess I'll swing by. And
it's, I'll like, just swing on by Jeannie's.
Yeah, and it, like, torrentially downpours, and they're, like, running through the rain, trying to catch her 10, and then they're, like, in the truck, and they're, you know, making out in front of the cafe, and in front of everybody.
Well, no one saw them in the truck, but people saw them, like, they held hands.
He was, like, staking his claim.
Yeah, and I think, actually, was it the Fall Festival or the Halloween extravaganza? There was two different things. Maybe the Halloween one where they, like, finally held hands. But either way, it was a fall fun type of thing, which I also love. First of all, I'm a fall girly. So, like, having a fall festival and, like, a Halloween judging contest and, like, just fun things like that, I was like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. So I was all into like town activities because I think they're just fun. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so he kind of like was like, oh, I'll like, you know, let everyone know, whatever. And I also would, I want to say this in general, they kind of like merged together in my head, but I want to point it out as a whole for the book. I enjoyed these sex scenes. I like more than like a closed door, like, and the door closed and like mm-hmm. dot, dot, dot. Cause I'm like, all right, motherfuckers, like, let's, you know, let me know what's going on.
I feel like there's a time and place for that.
Agreed. Like, I don't want like,
if it's like a long, like, drawn out.
Yeah. Or like every time. Like, yeah, maybe sometimes we speed it up, you know? but I want more than that in a book because, like, again, I'm a grown woman. Like, thank you. But I also liked these. I think they were, like, enough to give me the spice.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I wasn't like, oh, my God, you know?
Yeah, they weren't, like super corny either. They were, like, just,
no,
like...
No, no. They weren't corny and they weren't, like...
extravagant, crazy, like, Nesta and Cassian.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yes. My point was, I was literally going to point out SJM... some of her scenes, like, I would argue, like, Reese and Feyre, fine, great. Like, I'm down with those smut scenes. Cassian and Nesta sometimes, like, once you start calling it, like, velvet wrapped steel, I'm out.
That was in Throne of Glass.
I'm also out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't need that. You know, and I appreciate...
I think that's, like, such, like, a good, like, personification. I mean, it makes me cringe, but it's so, like... It hits it on the head.
It does. My thing is, like, I want a sex scene where you're giving me a little bit of explicit, you know, like, I don't care. You could fondle those balls a little bit. I'm okay with that, you know, but like, I don't want the word fucking moist, slick.
Slit.
Nothing. I want none of that fucking near me. Like, that's fine. You can also like, be
I hate
vague.
When they're like my heat too.
Yeah, like you can be vague about an orgasm.
So weird.
And like a penis and a vagina without being like, you know. So again, point of of this tangent is I feel like Lori Gilmore did a good job. Like you gave me, I knew exactly what was going on,
mm-hmm.
but you didn't use trigger words for me personally. And it wasn't like, okay, I don't need to know every like, you know, because
looking
even
cranny.
The one, yeah, like even... one of the sex scenes, like, at his, like, little apartment type thing. Like, you know, she's, like, they had, like, sex up against the wall. And, like, you knew they were doing that. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't, mm-hmm. like, oh, my God. Like, you know, you still have, like, little kinky fun. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have to be, like, okay, I'm having enough of this. So I appreciate that. And also, at
that point.
Let's
just get to the end.
Yeah. So then they have sex, finally.
Mm-hmm.
And then he, like, sleeps over. It's so cutesy, whatever. She gets up to shower, and then he finds papers on her desk because she's not really unpacked yet. And it's, like, realtor papers because they're trying to tell her you can make mad money for selling this. And she mm-hmm. was like, no, I don't want to, but just was like, oh, this is a lot of money. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, really wasn't going to sell.
No. And Logan gets in his feels.
Which I get. And then they're both kind of bad here, and he's like, whatever.
But, like, also, like... he could have just asked, like, hey, yeah. Sorry, I was kind of snooping. I noticed that you haven't unpacked anything and you have realtor papers on your desk. Like, are you planning on saying? Like, I don't understand what's so hard about that.
Yeah,
like, let's just clarify things here.
People get emotional, man. And then he's like, she's going to leave. And then he's like, I'm betrayed, you know? So he, like, storms out. But honestly, she did not give a fuck. Well, she did. But, like, she was, like, slamming doors and, like, throwing a shirt at him. I was like, good for you. Like, don't be that girl who's going after him crying. Like, you slam that door and say mm-hmm. you're being an asshole.
Yeah.
And I was like, solid.
Yeah. So then Logan disappears.
Yeah.
And
on his
everyone.
Farm.
Yeah. And everyone in the town is like, oh, my God. Like, they left together from the festival, and now we haven't seen
He's
him
gone.
In a week.
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was really funny.
There's like a rumor that he was like in Peru. Whatever.
Yeah. I thought it was funny though how.
Yeah.
What kind of propels Jeannie to like go along like and like pursue things with Logan is because the people from the book club. Are at the cafe and the one guy gives her like like a book about like a sexy farmer.
What was it called? The Milkmaid and something?
Yeah.
The Milkmaid and the Farmer. I think that's what it was. Probably. Amazing. The book club is a bunch of shit stirrers. I love them.
Yeah.
I feel like you need like a little catty book club in every community.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. I like it.
This is ours. No.
Right. This is our community. Yeah, and so, yeah, but this is the part where Hallie referenced before where it was like, oh, we haven't talked in a week. And I was like, good. It's fine. Like, again, this fight probably realistically would last a week. Mm-hmm. Like, you probably both are pissed off.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I don't need to read 100 pages about you not talking.
Well, I also, okay, so then now this is the thing. I didn't really like this part because talk about, you know,
tell me.
Public displays of affection.
Oh.
She's at work and, like, everything's going to shit and, like,
Norman, we find out it's Norman, first of all, and he quits. Yeah. Sabotaging.
Yeah, Norman's like, sorry I broke the window and was harassing you, but fuck you, I wanted this cafe.
Yeah, and I was like,
and he was like, and now I'm quitting. And she's like, what the hell? Anyways.
Same. What?
So she's like taking her break or whatever, and like Logan comes in. He's like, Jeannie. And she was like, what the what? And he was like, you better come out here or I'm just going to say what I have to say in front of all these people. And immediately I'm like, oh, like I'm getting secondhand embarrassment. I'm like, please get me through this scene like really quick.
Well, I'm also like, please go get him. Like, don't do this. Which she does do. Thank God. Thank God.
And then they talk out their differences and then they're all better. And I think they like smooch out in front of everybody. And
yeah, he carries her out and they go have sex for like 3 days. Amazing.
Yeah.
And even that, like, right? So the sex scenes at that point, like, we get a few descriptions of a few of them. And then it's like, oh, we've been having sex for 3 days. And I'm like, good. Thank you. I didn't need to know every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a vibe. We're in love.
Five hours later.
Right. And I appreciate that. Like, right? Like, give me enough where I'm happy. Give me a vibe where I know that they're just having sex constantly and that they're just smitten and in love. And it makes me happy. But I don't need, like, you know. And then it's like, there's also comedic relief, right? Like, at one point, like, grandma knocks on the door and she's like, do you want dinner? And he's like, I ate. She's like, I know Jeannie's in there with you. I'm sure you worked up an appetite. Like, amazing.
Your grandma voice is really funny.
Oh, thank you. Was that good? Was it Nana?
Yeah, you can work on them a little bit.
All right, fuck. I tried my best. I'm not a grandma, so I suppose that's why it's not great. So, yeah, like, I just felt like all of that was good, spot on. Then, like, you know, this is when Dot comes back, her and Norman, like, hash it out, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then do we end any particular way? Oh, they, like, go to her apartment, like, the whole town. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Maybe? Okay. So I was, like, forgetting this, but I remember this is, like, the ending scene, kind of, like, leeway to the next book. So they're all – bunch of people in the town go to Jeannie's apartment, like unpack for her, and they're like, we're gonna make it your home, and she's like, yay, whatever. And like, this is when, like, you know, her and like Hazel are like hanging a picture, and it's like, oh, like Noah keeps like looking at Hazel, like, you know, you're kind of like getting set
up. Yeah, and then they leave together or something, right?
I don't remember if they do or not. I also am like in the midst of reading Cinnamon Bun Bookstore, so it's like what bled over, like I don't know what was what book. Mm-hmm. I don't think they leave together there. I think it's just like very obvious, like you're like, oh, you guys got the hots for each other, and they're both like, no, silly.
Yeah,
which again, let me just go back and say again, the fact that they're all hot and all single, yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like a town full of like hot eligible bachelor and bachelorettes, which yes. And I like, as a whole for the series, just a comment, I think on the whole series, because again, we know we're going forward with like other characters we've met and stuff like that. I think she did a great job of like introducing the side characters that like we care about them. Like, I care about Annie and Hazel already.
Like, it was just enough.
Yeah, to like give us like insight to them, like who they are, what their personalities are. I also feel she did a great job, the fact that she started the first book with like a character coming in, like moving there, like we are Jeannie, we're being introduced to everyone, and now it's like, okay, we're gonna go kind of through the town, who's falling in love, whatever, you know. Like, we were also newcomers to Dream Harbor.
Yes.
So I liked that a lot, because now it's like, all right, now we're in it.
That's a valid point,
which I like that, like, creative liberty that, like, okay, we're all doing it together kind of thing.
Yeah.
I also, from a writing standpoint, I love a fucking dual point of view. Always. So mm-hmm. this book is Logan and Jeannie, which I, again, I'm just like, why not?
Yeah, I love a multiple POV.
Always. Always.
You get, especially like, with, like, you get, like, more of a rounder picture, essentially.
Yeah, so I just think, like, those two writing choices, I was like, yes. And then I'm also enjoying, like, how much we saw, like, Annie and Hazel and, like, the friends in this book. Like, Noah goes and talks to Logan about, like, Jeannie. Like, you know, you're seeing the characters. So I'm also hoping that, like, we get, like, Jeannie and Logan scenes in other books. You know, like, just enough where I'm, like, satisfied.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't see why we wouldn't.
Yeah, like, they're all just a big friend group, which I like. You know, like, I'm like, oh, cool, we'll still see you. Like, I'm not, like, you're not gone forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's, like, enough where I don't need, like, that much about you, but I like to be updated.
Mm-hmm.
I like to know what's going on in your life, friends. Like, we are also friends of Dream Harbor.
I mean, I felt like it was, like, a solid book.
Yeah, no, I think it did what I wanted it to do. Honestly, yeah. I wanted a seasonal, cozy vibe.
Quick read.
Quick, happy, satisfying read, and it gave me all of that. Mm-hmm. So, that being said, what did you rate it? And how, like, what did you rate it, comma, and why did you rate it that? I don't know why I couldn't say that. like, what?
I knew it was definitely going to be 3. Mm-hmm. I was debating giving it 4. But I was just like...
So what's in the middle?
So I was just like, well, if I'm second guessing giving it a 4, I'll give it a 3.5.
That makes sense to me.
Which I think is pretty good because I feel like all of the romance books that we've read, I've given them like 3 to 4 rating besides Just for the Summer.
Yeah, that one just blew you away.
And that one just hit different.
So because at this point, if you don't know Hallie... Hallie does not typically like books like this. Not like this, but just in general, like, Hallie was not like a romance girl before I started with her. So did you like this book more than expected, less, equal to, like, now that you like have some romance under your belt, you know?
I think I didn't have very high hopes going into it. Like, I wasn't expecting to love it. Right. I just figured it would just be it was either going to be, like, just, like, a solid read or I was going to hate it.
Yes.
Which
I felt that when I thought about you.
Yeah. So I was happy. Yeah. So I was happy that I liked it a little bit more than I was expecting there.
Okay. Great. See, I feel like because, again, like, if you haven't listened to this yet, like, we kind of usually go back and forth of picking books or, like, make group decisions. When it's a romance book, it is my pick.
All the time.
So that's just, like, just for everyone to be very aware of that. Which in the past, like the Colleen Hoovers, I mean, Hallie hated them. Like, so if you haven't heard those episodes yet, go listen because they're fucking hysterical, which is just fun for like us to like, we literally like yell at each other.
Yeah.
But then I'm always happy when like you enjoy it. But I do think like we said, like this again was giving Gilmore Girls, like, it's just like there's enough drama where you're engaged, but like ultimately like you're like, yeah, I'm having a good time. Like I would live in this town. I would love to go to the fall festival. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just, it's just nice. And sometimes, again, I just want a fucking nice book. I mean, I want a good writing.
They don't need to pull out, like, all the crazy literary devices.
And that's the thing. Like, when I'm reading a book for fun, I want a book where I am eager to get back to it just to, like, know what happens, which I was for this book. I like a book with good writing, which I felt this book was. Again, like, after reading Colleen Hoover a second time, I was like, oh, girl, don't like it. So, like, I need good writing. And, like, again, like, not, like you said, like, literary devices, but, like, I need, like, good creative choices. Like, all right, cool. Like I mentioned, Jeannie came to the town. We're meeting everyone with Jeannie.
Yeah.
Cool. That was, like, a good way to introduce us. You know what I'm saying? Like, so as long as, like, you got your shit together and just give me a good story, like, great. So that being said, I gave it 4 stars, which I feel like checks out for the two of us. Like, that makes sense. I really enjoyed it. And honestly, it was like I finished it and I was like, oh my God, like, I need to know what happens. Like, who is hooking up next? Which, you know, the next one's about Hazel and Noah. But I was like, I can't wait to read it. Like, you know, I'm like, ooh, what's their good vibe going to be? You know?
So What I was actually thinking of is Noah was actually reminding me of It Happened One Summer.
Okay. Oh, Finn?
Like Brendan's friend.
Yeah. I think Finn. Is that his name? Why does that sound wrong? Hold on. Let me look.
Flynn? He was reminding me of him. And I don't know if it's because they're both fishermen, but like they're both like super flirty and like. Is there a second book coming out with him and her sister?
Yeah, it's already out. We can read it if you want. sequel. Hold on. I need to know what his fucking name is. It's called Hook, Line, and Sinker. All right. Well, who's it about? Takes place. Okay, I'm aware of that.
Where was that called? Something Harbor.
Oh my god, we were so off. His name is Fox.
Wait, his name is Fox? I don't remember that.
That's me either. We had the F's right.
Fox.
Yeah, it is. It's Fox and Hannah. It is, because I read it. Weird. Anyways, he is giving me Fox. I think his name is Finn, honestly.
Also, checks out better.
If his name was Finn and he was a fisherman, that'd be fucking hysterical. Anyways. Noah is giving me Fox. Because you know what? And also, like, I feel like you need that. Like, you need one of like the pretty boys, you need like a bearded guy. Like, Brendan and Noah are giving me, or no, sorry, God.
Who's Noah?
Hold on, I'm mixing them up. Brendan and Fox from It Happened One Summer series are giving me from this series
Logan
and Noah. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. His name is Noah in this one.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're giving me, like, the bearded plus, like, the pretty boy. Mm-hmm. Although I think that Noah has, like, red auburn hair. So he's, like, a little gingy boy. I don't know if he's, like... As soon as I saw the word auburn, I was like, he's a ginger. I don't think he's really a ginger, but my brain went right to it. So.
Interesting. But I don't remember that detail.
Noah, it could be because I'm reading the book. So it's like, I'm like saying things that like maybe you haven't read yet.
Oh.
Also, Noah has like a full sleeve. I'm into it. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't wait to talk next episode. So obviously, the next episode is going to be on the Cinnamon Bun Bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
If you could say that 5 times fast, I'll give you a dollar.
Cinnamon bun bookstore.
Yep, didn't work. So you're poor. Anyways. So that's about Hazel and Noah.
My God.
Obviously, we're covering that next week. I'm excited because then we can like talk about which couple we liked better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm intrigued because usually I'm sure we're going to be different. We're always different.
Yeah.
And then the third book, I'm not going to say it here. I tried really hard not to look at the description because I didn't want to know who it was about. But I had a strong suspicion, and I will say I was correct about who it was about. So
I didn't think that far ahead. But I did look up the next two books that are to be released next year.
Guys, that's impressive for Hallie. You
know? I know. Like,
that's really good.
Thank you.
I did think that far ahead because I'm like, I'm already matching everyone in my head. Like, I'm like, who's that? Who's that? Like, I'm like, all right, we're good.
Jamie's and then now there's the family trees.
Yeah, like, I'm like, can I be in it? Also, now that there's like a map in the second book, I'm like, all right, what facilities have we not met the owners of and who can hook up? I'm like, perhaps the pet store and the grocery store. I don't know, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm coupling them up. Thank you. Whatever. So, I think this is like nice. I think I genuinely needed like a 3-book series to recover from my trauma from hunting Adeline.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all in on this. I'm really enjoying myself.
I'm sorry.
I like books that we just enjoy and can just chat about and
that don't piss us off.
It's as simple as that. Like, we can just chat. I don't like being angry, and a lot of you fucking authors make me real angry. So, like, in this book, again, if you've never listened to other episodes, we, like, literally have a list of, like, things that authors could have done better, and, like, I'm like, well, I would have done this instead. I was like, I'm good, actually.
Jamie always rewrites the story. She is notorious for being like, if I was the author, you know, she could have done this and then done this because then this would have made more sense.
But again,
you will always do that.
I do. But again, like this book, I didn't feel the need to. Like, thank you. Thank you for being a normal person. Like, you know, I just feel like when I'm doing that, it's because I think it's stupid choices. So.
Damn.
Yeah. So I'm feeling refreshed and not
hook,
angry,
line, and sinker.
All right, whatever. So I have high hopes for the next book. And then, like, we're going to be gearing up for Christmas Tree Farm right around the holidays, which I think is going to make me feel so good. So good.
So good. So good. So good.
Hallie always sings it way longer than I, like, want her to. Like, I think she'll do, like, one line and then it keeps going. So anyways, all right, whatever, freak shows. We will see you next week for another wholesome
goddamn
read.
Goddamn. Cinnamon bun. Cinnamon bun bookstore. Yep. By Laurie Gilmore.
Yep, so we'll see you next week for that. And we like books, so we already like the book. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are one of
the
We
like
Hazel.
Books, so we like the book.
Yeah, we like books. She has a bookstore.
That's
and,
crazy deductive reasoning, but yes.
But based off the Q&A, this is actually, at that time, it was Laurie Gilmore's favorite, she said, was Cinnamon Bun Bookstore.
Mm.
So I'm interested now. Now I'm intrigued. Okay.
Well, maybe. Okay. We'll
what?
Talk
no,
about
what?
It.
Tell me.
No, I was just hypothesizing, but I realized I didn't read the book yet, so I should probably wait.
Well, tell me your hypothesis. We'll see if you're right.
Well, I just feel like, you know, it's very much like Hazel's, like, the soft-spoken, kind of, like, mysterious, like, head-in-a-book girl.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and Noah's, like, the cute, in-your-face, party fisherman boy.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting
trope.
Dynamic, yeah.
All right. What is your hypothesis then? Like, what?
Well, obviously, they're going to fall in love.
Okay. So you were just saying it's interesting that that's the vibe we're going in
yes.
to this with. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. I'm eager. I'm excited. And so we'll see you guys next week for the coverage of Cinnamon Bun Bookstore.
Woo.
Woo. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.